Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Ram Charan's The Attacker's Advantage, which is basically a survival guide for leaders in a world that keeps shifting under their feet. So Sophie, what's the thing that hit you hardest in the first few chapters?
Morning, Sam. The thing that hit me hardest is his claim that the biggest threat isn't a competitor. It's the slow decay of your own ability to sense change. He says the half-life of any competitive edge is shrinking, so playing defense is just a slow way to lose.
Right. He calls this the uncertainty zone, where periods of stability are gone. I love how he frames it. Disruption isn't a one-time shock. It's the permanent weather.
Exactly. And that's why the attacker's advantage isn't about being aggressive in the old sense, like cutting prices or launching marketing blitzes. It's about building the capacity to spot nascent trends and move before anyone else does.
So it's more like being a sensor than a bulldozer. And he gives us 5 skills to develop that. Let's walk through them, because honestly, they're all counterintuitive in some way.
The first one is perceptual acuity. He says most leaders are trapped in a perceptual bubble, filtered by their own success and internal reports. They see what they expect to see, not what's actually happening.
And the fix is to be almost obsessively curious about the outside world. Spend less time in your office, more time on the front line, talking to customers, checking out competitors, looking for faint signals. You can't act on an opportunity you can't see.
Which brings us to the second skill, mindset of the front line. In most companies, the front line is just where execution happens. Charan flips that and says the front line is the most valuable source of strategic intelligence.
So instead of filtering information upward until it's sanitized, you create a perceptual radar that reaches the edges. You give salespeople and customer service reps the power to act on what they see. That's a huge cultural shift.
Then comes the one that made me wince, constructive cannibalism. The willingness to disrupt your own successful business before someone else does. Because the greatest threat is often your own past success.
Yeah, that's brutal. He uses Amazon as the example, constantly launching new services that compete with its own core business. The logic is simple. If you don't cannibalize yourself, someone else will.
And it takes serious courage to do that because you're deliberately undermining your revenue stream. Charan says you need separate teams and separate budgets, so the new idea doesn't get smothered by the old one.
That's the psychological hurdle. Now the fourth skill is speed and agility. He's not talking about reckless speed. He means stripping away layers of approval, shortening meetings, and making decisions with maybe 70% of the information.
Right. Waiting for perfect information is a luxury that doesn't exist anymore. And he introduces the social operating system, that informal network of relationships that actually gets work done. The formal org chart often just slows you down.
So you shape that informal network so the right people can connect and decide in real time. And you build a culture that's comfortable with good enough decisions. Then you test, learn, and adapt.
And the fifth skill is leaders at all levels. The attacker's advantage can't be driven by the CEO alone. You need a deep bench of people who can perceive opportunities, make independent decisions, and drive change.
Which means the leader becomes the chief architect of a system that enables others to decide, not the chief decision maker. Give people context, hold them accountable, reward intelligent risk-taking.
And Charan is clear that these 5 skills aren't a menu. They're an integrated system. Perceptual acuity without the ability to act is just anxiety. Constructive cannibalism without speed is just self-destruction.
So the real power comes from the synergy. And I think that's what makes this book practical. He gives you diagnostic tools, questions to ask, even a template for a perceptual meeting. It's not just theory.
He also talks about the CEO's role. The CEO has to be the chief perceptual officer, modeling curiosity. And the top team has to be willing to say, our current strategy is working, but it's going to fail in 3 years.
That requires a culture that avoids yes men. You need people who challenge each other's assumptions. And he's honest that the biggest blocker is often the leader themselves.
That internal work, letting go of old habits is probably the hardest part. But the reward is huge. You get to treat uncertainty as a source of energy instead of a threat.
The part that got me was his reminder that the attacker's advantage is never a permanent state. It's a daily discipline of seeing, thinking, and acting. And the one thing I'm taking away is that the future belongs to the most alert and adaptable, not the biggest.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app, with 6,000 plus fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, and many include infographics. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. That uncertainty isn't a threat to be managed. It's the raw material for building something new. We'll see you in the next one.